Where are you on Interstate 275?
We're getting on it right now.
I got it. Yeah, so you're, I think this tower is actually on the roof of a building in downtown Tampa. So you've got probably no obstructions between where you are and the couple of miles it takes to get there.
Yep, I know we're going to be pretty close to another repeater when we start getting closer to the park. There is a repeater at the EOC down there, I've heard.
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with the area, there's this one. This one doesn't get a lot of traffic for some reason, but it's a fantastic repeater. There's another repeater. It's the Tampa Amateur Radio Club that you'll once you make your turn north toward Busch Gardens, you'll be close to. I think that's a 105 repeater. I don't know if you have anything to write down on, but let me look that up for you real quick.
Okay. I think I've worked that one in the past when I'm down here. I think I've worked that one, but I can't confirm. I really don't have anything that I can write on here in the car.
All right. Well, very good then. Yeah, I don't want you to skid off the road writing on your hand or anything like that. But, if you get up to Busch Gardens, you can look it up. I think it's hamclub.org or something like that. It's TARC, T-A-R-C. But, they're based kind of north of the city there. Get some traffic. And you can always jump on SARnet as well, which is the Florida-wide network.
Heard of StarNet? I've heard that is a very big network. I use it. I've worked it before, and they use it for hurricanes and such. We have something similar to that in Memphis. Well, in Tennessee, we don't have one of those the repeaters for the link system in Tennessee that does a statewide link system. So, yeah, the cool thing with that is they're using instead of RF links, they're using microwaves through the state of Florida, I've heard.
Yeah, that's correct. The Florida Department of Transportation allows the network to use their microwave system to link all the repeaters together, and in exchange for being able to use that for official business in the event of a statewide emergency.
Yeah, I gotta say that's pretty cool, the thing with that, is you have to have some pretty good equipment if it's gonna be keyed up for hours on end, I build repeaters, I right now own one in my house that has All-Star on it, and the thing with those is, I use a lot of Motorola equipment, so it's very reliable.
Yeah, I'm a fairly new ham. Coming up on 1 year here, I haven't gotten into building repeaters or anything like that. I'm just trying to explore HF still.